ಸ್ತುತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯೋ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯೋ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯೋ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತಂ 9th ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 3
ತಸ್ಯಾನುಚರಿತಂ ರಾಜನ್ ಋಷಿಭಿಸ್ತತ್ತದರ್ಶಿಭಿಃ ಸುತಂ ಈವರ್ಣಿತಂ ಭೂರಿ ತ್ವಯಾಸೀತಾಪತಿರ್ಮುಹುಃ.
ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಓ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್, ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ರೀಸೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramchandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe these activities only in brief. Please listen. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Modern Rakshasas, posing as educationally advanced merely because they have doctorates, have tried to prove that Lord Ramchandra is not the Supreme Personal Godhead, but an ordinary person. But those who are learned and spiritually advanced will never accept such notions. They will accept the description of Lord Ramchandra and his activities only as presented by Tattvadarshis, those who know the absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita 4:34, the Supreme Personal Godhead advises, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasneena sevaya upadikhyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinah. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, render service unto him. This self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Unless one is tattvadarshi, incomplete knowledge of the absolute truth, one cannot describe the activities of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, although there are many so-called Ramayanas or histories of Lord Ramchandra's activities, some of them are not actually authoritative. Sometimes Lord Ramchandra's activities are described in terms of one's own imaginations, speculations, or material sentiments. But the characteristics of Lord Ramchandra should not be handled as something imaginary. While describing the history of Lord Ramchandra, Sukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit, "You have already heard about the activities of Lord Ramchandra, apparently. Therefore, 5,000 years ago, there were many Ramayanas or history of Lord Ramchandra's activities, and there are many still. But we must select only those books written by Tattvadarshis, Jnanins Tattvadarshinah, not the books of so-called scholars who claim knowledge only on the basis of doctorate." This is a warning by Sukadeva Goswami. Rushibhi Tattvadarshibhi. Although the Ramayana composed by Valmiki is a huge literature, the same activities are summarized here by Sukadeva Goswami in a few verses. Here, Sukadeva Goswami says, "O King Parikshit, transcendental activities of Lord Ramchandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Rushibhi Tattvadarshibhi. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramchandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe these activities only in brief. Please listen." In purport, Srila Prabhupada says, modern Rakshasas, posing as educationally advanced merely because they have doctorates, have tried to prove that Lord Ramchandra is not the Supreme Personal Godhead, an ordinary person. Those who have gotten doctorate degree from universities, Prabhupada says they are modern Rakshasas. So many Rakshasas are there, getting doctorate degree from universities. They are modern Rakshasas. So, they try to prove that Lord Ramchandra is not Supreme Personal God, but an ordinary person. But those who are learned and spiritually advanced will never accept such notions. We should not accept the version of the Rakshasas. They will accept this description of Lord Ramchandra and his activities only as presented by Tattvadarshis, Those who know Absolute Truth, those are Vaishnavas, devotees, they will accept. Those are Tattvadarshis, those who know the Absolute Truth, but they say about the Supreme Lord, the transcendental activities, they accept it. We won't accept what this modern Rakshasas say. In the Bhagavad Gita, 434, Supreme Personal Godhead advises, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarshinaham. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Who is spiritual master? Who is tattvadarshi? Jnanina tattvadarshina? Who has seen the truth? What is truth? Adya jnana tattva braji brajindra kumar. Brajendra Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj, is Absolute Truth, and who has seen him? Lilavatar, have you seen? Who has seen him? Adya Jnana Tattva Darshi, Adya Jnana Tattva Braji Brajendra Kumar. Brajendra Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj, is Adya Jnana Tattva Absolute Truth, who has seen him? Not once, who always sees? Jagadish. Always sees him. He is Guru. He is Guru. That's it. You just try to learn the truth approaching spiritual master. And who is spiritual master? Who sees the tattva? Who sees the Adya Jnana Tattva Absolute Truth? Nanda Nandan, son of Nanda Maharaj. Not once. Always. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. So Mahaprabhu gave a very simple definition of Guru. Who is Guru? Jai Krishna Tattvaveta, say Guru Hoy, isn't it? Mahaprabhu gave the simple definition of Guru. Who is Guru? Jai Krishna Tattvaveta, say Guru Hoy. And who knows Krishna Tattva is Guru. Isn't it? This simple definition. So, you should understand who is Guru. Who is Tattvadarshi? Who sees Tattva? Sees the Absolute Truth? Knows Krishna Tattva is Guru. One must go, approach him, take shelter, surrender unto him, and inquire from him submissively and render service to him. And they will impart Tattva Jnana. By their mercy, then you can have it. Unless one is Tattvadarshi, in complete knowledge of Absolute Truth, one cannot describe the activities of the personality of Godhead. How can you say? One has not seen. Only he'll speculate. Isn't it? Only speculate. He's a blind man. How a blind man can see? He cannot see, one who cannot see the truth. So he's a blind man. So what he says is only imagination, speculation. That story we see, blind man was there, wanted to know what is the color of the milk. So blind, no eye, no vision. So how can he see? So he asked one of his trusted friends, so my friend, what is the color of the milk? So his friend said, it's plain. Plain? What is that plain? It's like a crane. It's a crane? What is that? It's a blind man. So his friend raised the upper portion of his hand like this, and top portion made it bent like this, and held before him, and he just tossed it and kept himself mum for 1 minute. Now I understand, now I understand. I will never drink milk in my life that will stick to my throat. He understood the color of the milk. So those who are not Tattvadarshis, never seen truth, they have no vision to see the truth, absolute truth. Blind man, they only, their understanding of Bhagavan is like that, the blind man's understanding the color of the milk. Yes. That is what said here. Unless one is tatadarshi in complete knowledge of the absolute truth, one cannot describe the activities of personality of Godhead. Therefore, although there are so many so-called Ramayanas or histories of Lord Ramchandra's activities, some of them are not actually authoritative. Many Ramayanas are there, yes. Even 5,000 years ago, many are there. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says, you might have heard again and again of Lord Ramchandra, the husband of Mother Sita. That Prabhupada said, sometimes Lord Ramchandra's activities are described in terms of one's own imagination, speculation, material sentiments. But the characteristics of Lord Ramchandra should not be handled as something imaginary. While describing the history of Lord Ramchandra, Sukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit, you have already heard about the activities of Lord Ramchandra. Apparently, therefore, 5,000 years ago, there are many Ramayanas. Yes, histories of Lord Ramchandra's activities, and there are still many now going on. Yes. But we must select only those books written by tatadarshis, jnanina, tatadarshina. These are authentic, authoritative. Not the books so-called scholars who claim knowledge only on the basis of doctrines, so-called rakshasas, modern rakshasas. We should not. What they have written, we should not select those books. This is a warning by Sukadeva Goswami, Rusivi, Tatadarshivi. Although the Ramayana composed by Valmiki is a huge literature, Valmiki is the authority on Ramayana. You understand? Valmiki Ramayana is recognized as Shastra, not other Ramayanas. Though there are many Ramayanas still. 5,000 years ago there are many, still many. You follow? So famous, this Tulasidas, Goswami Tulasidas Ramcharita Manas is also famous. Yes. In India it's famous also, in the West also it goes also. But it's not authoritative. Only Valmiki Ramayana. Valmiki is the authority on Ramayana. So Valmiki Ramayana is written in Sanskrit, is a huge literature. You understand? So that is Shastra, that is authoritative. Other Ramayana, though many Ramayanas are there, but they are not authoritative, authentic. Prabhupada says, and this Sukadeva Goswami also gives warning, Rusivi, Tattadarshivi. So although the Ramayana composed by Valmiki is a huge literature, the same activities are summarized here by Sukadeva Goswami in a few verses. Sukadeva Goswami speaks from Valmiki Ramayana, few verses. So Prabhupada has stressed, and this one only, Rusivi, Tattadarshivi. His whole purport is based on it, tattadarshini, tattadarshana. Mayamugdha jiven nahi, Krishna smriti jnan jiveri, kripaya goili Krishna veda purana. Conditioned soul has forgotten Krishna from time immemorial. Therefore, Krishna, who is very, very merciful, he gave veda puranas. You understand? He gave veda puranas. Very literatures, sorry mercy on the conditions of those who have forgotten Krishna from time immemorial. So these Vedic literature, Veda Puranas, they are known as Sabda Brahma. Understand me? Jagadish. Sabda Brahma. Brahma means absolute truth. Sabda Brahma, absolute truth in the form of words descend. Sabda Brahma. So these Vedic literatures, they are Sabda Brahma. They impart tattva jnana, knowledge, knowledge of absolute truth to these conditioned souls or jivas covered up with avidya, ignorance. Do you follow? From a bona fide guru, tattva darshi, one must hear, approach such a guru. Tadvidhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya. Must approach such a guru who is tattadarshi, who has seen the truth, who has received tattva jnana from his guru, bona fide acharya, by hearing. You understand? Approach such a guru, surrender unto him, render service unto him, and submissively inquire, the Guru will impart the Tugyan out of mercy. By his mercy, disciple can have it. Otherwise, nobody can have it. Sattva-jnana. If you hear from such a guru putting unprincipled faith in his words, his submissive attitude, and if you get his mercy, then your eye will be opened. Do you understand? Eye will be opened. Through that eye, you can see Absolute Truth. Śrutyekhita-patha. In Bhagavata it is said, Śrutyekhita-patham. If you hear, then you will see. If you hear from Tattva-darshi, Guru, submissively, you understand, taking shelter at his lotus feet, rendering service unto him, pleasing him, submissively inquiring, if you hear what he says, Tattva-darshi Guru, his words are Sabda Brahma. This Brahma, Absolute Truth, descends in the word, form of words. That is the mercy. That is the mercy of Sadhu Guru. He imparts Tattva Gyan. To impart Tattva Gyan is the mercy of Sadhu Guru. So, by his mercy, your eye will be opened. Through material eye, you can see Supreme Lord with Absolute Truth. Unless your eyes open, ajnana timirandasya, jnananjana salakaya, chakhyur mritam jena, tasmei sri guru vena. Therefore we have this. I pay my question, that guru was opened my eye. What is translation? Who opened the eye with the torch light of knowledge? Do you understand? That eye is Gyan-chokhyo. Understand me? That is eye of transcendental knowledge. Shastra-chokhyo, Gyan-chokhyo. Do you understand? He was given me, he was open mind. Through that eye you can see Absolute Truth. Otherwise you cannot see. Who cannot see is a blind man. He has no eye. That way he is a blind man. So he cannot see. So Guru opens that eye by imparting tattva-jnana. So, then you'll be able to see. Śrūpa Goswāmī, Sanātana Goswāmī, Jīva Goswāmī, these are all Gaudiya gurus. They are real gurus. They have really acted as gurus. Their activities are the activities of guru. They have imparted tattva-jnana, they have written many books. Those books are filled with tattva-jnana, siddhantas, conclusions. Do you follow? That is Sabda Brahma. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is known as seventh Goswami. After six Goswamis, he also written many books, especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written all these siddhantas in the form of songs, poems, songs. So he is known as seventh Goswami and he has done the real work of a guru. Guru's work is, activity is to impart tattva-jnana. You understand? That's the activity of guru, bona fide guru, to impart tattva-jnana to the disciple. Thereby, disciple will get the realization. Do you understand? God realization. That is Guru's work, activity. So what Guru says, bona fide Guru, he speaks about the tattva, he does kirtan of Sabda Brahma. Do you understand my language? Kirtan of Sabda Brahma. Brahma's Absolute Truth descends in the form of words, comes through the lips of bona fide Guru, Tattva-darshi. So when Guru does this kirtan of Sabda Brahma, Shishya, who is sincere, who is serious, who is very eager to have the Tattva Jnana, who is submissively, who is very surrendered, hears it with concentrated attention, with full faith and submissive attitude. And Gurudev is embodiment of Sabda Brahma. Do you understand me? An embodiment of Sabda Brahma. He has appeared here as an embodiment of Sabda Brahma, that Guru. So he imparts this Sattva Jnana to those disciples who are very submissive, who are very obedient, who are surrendered, and who have complete faith in the words of Guru. They get the mercy of Guru. They follow. And by the mercy of Guru, they receive Tattva Jnana, their eye, that is transcendental vision. Their eyes are opened, then they will be able to see the Absolute Truth. Otherwise nobody can see. As long as such eyes are not opened, one is blind. One is blind. His activities are the activities of a blind man. Activities of a blind man. As long as one is not situated in the platform of tattva, understand my language? His activities are not perfect. Activities will never be perfect. As long as one is not situated in tattva, he cannot understand what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is Bhagavan. Understand me? He cannot see, and his activities are all imperfect. Karma, jnana, yoga. By karma, sadhana, those are karmis, they cannot cultivate tattva jnana. Karma only cultivates bhautik, material jnana. Do you understand? By jnana, so-called jnana, jnanis, they cultivate brahma jnana. By yoga, yogis, they cultivate paramatma jnana. But only by bhakti, one can cultivate Bhagavan, Bhagavad Tattva Jnana. Understand me? One is a surrendered soul, complete surrender at lotus feet of bona fide Guru, serves him, pleases him, and submissively inquires, Guru becomes very much pleased with him, imparts Tattva Jnana. Thereby, by the mercy of Sadguru, the Shishya receives Tattva Jnana, and the eye open. Through that eye, he sees Tattva, Advaita Tattva, Absolute Truth. Otherwise, nobody can see Absolute Truth. Therefore, in Gita, Bhagavan Krishna says, Tad vidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadikhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, render service unto him. Selfless soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Who has not seen the truth, how can he impart knowledge? What he say is only speculation, imagination. One has to know that tattva vastu, that absolute truth. That is the goal of human life. Janma karmaṁca me divyaṁ evaṁ jovithi tattvataha tyaktvā deham punarjanma naiti saṁ maṅgiti arjuna. Isn't it? Fourth chapter of Gita, Krishna says, my birth, my activities are transcendental, not material. One should understand it in truth, in tattva. One who understands jovithi tattvataha, one who understands. In tattva, after quitting this body, he'll go to me. He'll never come down here again, no rebirth. Where is the question of fall down? One who has understood in tattva, Jagdish, bolo. Krishna says clearly, isn't it? Krishna says clearly, Jobeti tattata tekta dehum punar janma nayeti, no rebirth. Birth is here in material world, no birth, no death there in spiritual world. It's a thing eternal. You understand? Jobeti tattata tekta dehum punar janma nayeti, mangeti, no rebirth. You'll come to me. Never come down here, no rebirth. That one understands means tattva. That's the goal. Abhiman Bhakti should understand supreme law, the activities, the appearance, birth activities of Krishna in tattva. Isn't it? Repeatedly, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said and he has stressed on it. Navijanati tattva na tattya vandite. Tadamantatatagyantavisadetanantaram. So many places. One who doesn't know, mean tattva, he'll fall down. He'll fall down. Chyavanti means fall down. Who falls down? Bala! One who has not known in tattva, he falls down. Navijanati tattva adha chyavanti. Chyavanti means fall down. He'll come down. He'll push back. Get out here. No entrance, no admittance. Do you understand? The ninth tattva means visa granted, yes. Chalo. That is visa granted. From material world you are going to spiritual world, so you have to show passport and visa granted. Otherwise no entrance. What is visa? He knows in tattva. The chief tattva jnana. You understand? So, yes, granted, admitted. Chalo. Navijanati tattva na tattva chyavanti. Done, no? Tattva chyavanti, fall down, push back, get out. Chalo, no entrance. He'll fall down. Tadamam tattva gantva visade tanantaram. Understanding in tattva, visade enters into my kingdom. So, this is important. Then you are eligible to enter into Lord's kingdom. Otherwise, you are not eligible. Understand? Then no tattva. Though you have to know that tattva vastu, that absolute truth. So those who are tattva darshi, seers of the truth, they are guru. Who is guru? A blind man is guru? Blind man is guru? Not seeing tattva? How can he lead a blind man? Do you understand? Andha, then neyupadiyamana. Blind man is leader, all blind men following him, both of them will go and fall down a very deep, dark ditch. Crying, crying, nobody is there. Deep, dark ditch. Avatar, crying, crying, which will hear deep, dark ditch. Example also given that, you have accepted a vessel, is made up of stone. Vessel made up of stone. And you have accepted it and you have gotten into it. Now try to cross the ocean. Dreadful ocean of metal sticks. What will happen? With the vessel, you'll be drowned. Isn't it? So, blind men, those are not gotten tattva jnana, eyes are not opened, but becoming gurus, all right, come, I will make you cross, ferry across, is a vessel made up of stone. And you are a fool, you have gotten into it. With the vessel, all the riders with the vessels will be drowned in the ocean. You understand? You cannot cross, cannot go the other side of the ocean. So, tattva-darshis, those are tattva-darshis, yes, of truth, they are guru, real guru. From, you should access such a guru, serve him, surrender unto him, submissively inquire. They will impart, that guru will impart you tattva jnana. So they are Gaudiya gurus. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Mahajana, Guru, Acharya, Seventh Goswami, Sad Goswami, Sixth Goswamis. They have written all books. Sad Sandarbha Bhaktira Santa Sindhu, Jala Nilamani. Those books, they impart Tattva Gyan, is filled with Tattva Gyan. And that is the work of a Sishya, duty of a Sishya. He should hear this Tattva Gyan imparted by bona fide Guru. That is to be heard. That is to be heard, not to be heard. Anything else. Then, when you receive Tattva Gyan by the mercy of Guru, then you will be able to serve Krishna. Your service will be very easy. Understand? Yes. Those who have received Tattva Gyan, they have gotten the eligibility of serving, rendering service to Supreme Lord. Understand, Jagadish? He knows what is matter, what is spirit. Otherwise nobody can know. Tattva Gyan means Samandha Gyan. He knows. I have perfect eternal loving relationship with Lord. That is Tattva Gyan, Samandha Gyan. And Guru imparts this Gyan. Then when Sishya receives such Tattva Gyan, Samandha Gyan, then he understands, who am I? I am eternal servant of Krishna. My activity, my duty, my only work is to render loving service unto him. Otherwise, cannot understand. Understand me? So, hearing from such guru, tattva-darshi guru, Sishya understands and engages himself. Under the guidance of the guru, he engages himself in rendering loving service unto Supreme Lord. So, when you'll receive such tattva gyan by the mercy of guru, your eye will open, then see the absolute truth, not only absolute truth, all his transcendental leelas also, able to see. Because absolute truth is manifested through his different transcendental leelas, its form, its qualities, entrance, pastimes, everything, all are there in tattva gyan. Understand me? In Varnam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, Ateva nama matra vaishnavara dharma, nami prasputita hoy, rupo guna karma, krishnira samagra lila, nami vidyaman, nama se paramatattva tumar vidhan. Holy name is not different from Krishna. Name of Krishna is not avinantam nama namino. There is no difference in name of Krishna and Krishna himself. Especially in Kali Yuga, nama rupe Krishna avatar. Krishna has incarnated himself in the form of his holy name in Kali Yuga. No other incarnation there. Understand? So, if you utter pure name, all his activities, all his transcendental leelas, everything will manifest before you. Krishna samagra leela nami vidyaman. All the leelas, all the pastimes of Krishna are there in his name. Nama se paramatattva tumar vidhan. Krishna is paramatattva, supreme truth, and name is also supreme truth. Do you understand? So, one who is chanting pure name, you will see beautiful form of Shyam Sundar and makes further advancement. You see all transcendental leelas of Krishna. He is with Krishna now. Do you follow? Yes. One who has not received Tattva Gyan is a blind man. Isn't it? Not received Tattva Gyan is a blind man. What he sees is not perfect vision. He cannot see things in right perspective. All the activities of a blind man, this is like blank fire. blank fire. Understand? Blank fire. So if you have no vision, then you are a blind man. So your activities are all the activities of blind man. Isn't it? Huh? All activities of blind man. So sadhaka bhakta, first he must hear sravana. First hearing. Tattva sravana. Must hear with submissive attitude, surrendering attitude. At the lotus feet of Guru, he must first hear what Guru says, sravanam, tattva, sravan. Guru speaks about tattva. Then, lila sravan. Then eyes are opened, you see beautiful form of Shyam Sundar. Then you hear lila, transcendental lilas. Do you follow? Transcendental lilas of Krishna, especially is lilas in Braja Bhumi with the damsels of Braja, gopis, is conjugal. Lila, prema, lila, rasa, lila, Krishna rasa in Vrindavan. Then you will hear. Understand me? That is lila sravan. Then you will release the sweet transcendental mellows emanating from it. Understand me? Rasa svadana. As long as you have not situated in the platform of tattva, you have no eligibility to hear all these things. Understand me? Jagadish? Yes. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami, Prabhu, has put emphasis and importance on this hearing and developing Shastriya Shraddha, unflinching faith in Shastric injunctions. Do you understand? Shastriya Shraddha. He has put stress on it. One who has been initiated in the Sabda Brahma, it is to be understood that he has developed Shastriya Shraddha. Understand my language? He has developed Shastriya Shraddha. Because the Shastras, the Vedic literature, they are not mere ordinary books. Do you follow? They are the words. They are the words of the Lord. So, words of the Lord are not different from Lord. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. Bhagavata is the essence of all Vedic literature, Veda, Upanishadas. Is one of the incarnations of the Lord. Is as good as Krishna. Do you follow? So, they are not mundane literature. So, Krishna is spiritual sun, always full of light. So Shastra, the Vedic literature, they impart enlightenment, the light, dissipate the darkness. Understand me? Ignorance. So Gurudev, embodiment of Sabda Brahma. Do you follow? Embodiment of Sabda Brahma. So Gurudev imparts that light. You get light, then your darkness will dissipate it. No more ignorance. So when a sishya gets us tattva jnana by the mercy of Guru, he sees Krishna everywhere, such vision is, he has obtained such vision, so he may stay anywhere. He may stay in a palatial building, he may stay under the tree. What harm is there? Krishna is there. He sees Krishna, he is with Krishna. Why will be afraid? Jagadish. Why so many conditions you have? Understand me? Understand? Yes. He may stay anywhere. The palatial building or under a tree. Wherever he is, he'll be engaged in Sravan Kirtan. Yes. Yes. No difficulty. Understand me, Lilavatar? So what is the problem with you? Because you're a blind man. You're a blind man. Your eyes are not opened. You have not gotten tattva jnana. Therefore you can see the absolute truth. So you have so many conditions. No, I require this, I require this, Arigadis, isn't it? Jagadis. I cannot do, I cannot do, I cannot do. I can. Why? What difficulty? Hastananda. This is the for trouble. Do you understand? So, bona fide guru can impart that to gyan darvai. Your devotional eye will be opened. Devotional eye will be opened. Yes. Devotional eye is opened. Premanjana Surita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hrudesu Vilokayanti Jasyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Surupam Govindam Adi Purusam Tamam Bhajami. Then that eye opened. Devotional eye, Bhakti Chakya, and the Premanjana, the ointment of love of Godhead will be smeared on your eyes when you hear. You follow? By hearing, that ointment is smeared. Understand otherwise? No. That eye will open, then you will see, oh, beautiful path. Jaha netra pade taha Krishna. Wherever he looks, oh, beautiful Krishna is here. As Prahlad Maharaja in a stone pillar. Do you see? Blind man. So, to impart tattva jnana is Guru's activity. And this Bhagavad tattva jnana, Vedic knowledge, it has come down to this material world from the creation with such bona fide gurus. Do you follow? With gurus. And Gurudev is Bhagavat Krupamurti, the embodiment of mercy of Bhagavan, Krishna Krupa Sri Murti. Do you follow? Gurudev is the embodiment of Krishna Krupa, mercy of Krishna, mercy of Bhagavan. Is day and night 24 hours engaged in loving service of the Bhagavan. Gurudev himself is very dear servant of Bhagavan. Is Bhakta Bhagavan, Sevaka Bhagavan, Servitor Bhagavan. Do you understand? Gurudev is Servitor Bhagavan. Sevya Bhagavan, Krishna is Sevya Bhagavan, Guru is Sevaka Bhagavan. Understand me? Understand my language? Deaf? Understand? No, it's deaf. Deaf. Thrust. Make a big hole. Deaf. Sevya Bhagavan, Sevaka Bhagavan. Krishna is Sevya Bhagavan. Sevya means is to be served. And Gurudev is Sevaka Bhagavan, Servitor Bhagavan. Understand, deaf. Now, ear is opened. No opening? No opening, no opening. Kintu Prabhurja Priya Ivatasya. Sakhyat Dharitena. Samasta sastrai ruktastata babhyataiva sadvi kintu prabhurja priya evatasya vande guru sri charanar. Prabhurja priya is very dear to the Lord. Guru is very dear. His own man, nijo jana, is very dear. His guru, bona fide guru. So Krishna gives his jnana with his nijo jana, his dear, who is very dear. He keeps, do you understand? He keeps his own jnana, tattva jnana with him. Because he is very dear, very confidential, his own man, is trustworthy. Isn't it? Understand my language? So, unless one goes and approaches such a guru, how can he get such jnana? Bolo! No possibility. Again, as long as you have not received such tattva jnana, your eye will never be opened. Your blindness will never gone. Understand me? You're a blind man. Blind man just groping. Maybe this. No vision, no light, is darkness, groping in darkness. So as long as you have not received tattva jnana, so your eyes are not opened. Therefore, sudekhi tapatha. As here, then eyes are open, then ikhita, then see. Oh, Shyam Sundar. Understand? This sudekhi tapatha. So Bhagavad Gyan, Bhagavan himself has brought this Bhagavad Gyan to this world. Nobody can impart this Tattva Gyan. Only Bhagavan can impart. Understand me? Understand me? And Bhagavan keeps this Tattva Gyan with his very dear servant. That is Guru, Jiva. And through those gurus, he imparts Tattva Gyan. Therefore, the demigods have offered a prayer to Bhagavan, says Sadan Graho Bhavan. O Lord, you are received by the mercy of that Mahatmas, Santha, Sadhus, Mahatmas. They are not Sadan Graho Bhavan. Sat Sadhu. You shower your mercy on the jivas through the sadhus. Do follow? Through the sadhus. Krishna never showers his mercy directly. He showers his mercy through his own men, their devotees, sadhus. They are pronounced sadhungraha. Those who have developed love for Krishna, develop love, Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, then know the object of love is Krishna, sadhus. They are very dear to Krishna. And Krishna has given them this Tattva Gyan. Do you follow? They are the reservoir of that Tattva Gyan, Bhagavad Gyan. And through them, this Gyan descends to this material world. Therefore, Dvadas Mahajan, 12 Mahajanas are there. And their succession, disciplic successions are there. Through that disciplic succession, the Tattva Gyan, Bhagavad Gyan, comes down to this material world, so we can have it. Otherwise, we cannot have it. So, Krishna is Sajidananda Vigraha, is the embodiment of Sat-Chit-Ananda, Sanamaya, Chinamaya, Anandamaya, full of eternality, knowledge and blissfulness. Prema. Ananda, when we speak of ananda, pleasure, there are two types. What is that? So-sukha, prem-sukha. One pleasure. So-sukha. One pleasure. And prem-sukha. Bhagavat pleasure. Bhagavat. To give all pleasure, happiness to Bhagavan. Two types. And Bhagavan Sachidanandamaya Bhagavan manifests his premamaya lila, his pastimes based on pure love through his Swarup Shakti. Do you understand me? Swarup Shakti. The Shakti, energy that is not different from him. Energy that comes out from him. Do you understand? That is Swarup Shakti. So those who are priyajan and those who are very dear to the Lord, premi bhaktas, they know it. They know it. So dear devotees are there. The Swarup Shakti Pushta Parikara. They are the associates of Bhagavan, those who are this mercy from Swarup Shakti. Do you understand? Swarup Shakti Pushta. Those who have been nourished by Swarup Shakti Parikara. So they are gurus. They are gurus. They are premika bhakta, premi bhakta, developed Krishna prema. They know Krishna, they always see Krishna. You understand? Advaitattva Bhagavan. Now, as long as jiva has not gotten the darshan of such a surpa sakti pushta parikara guru. Understand my language? He cannot receive Tattva Gyan. Do you follow? He cannot receive Tattva Gyan. He cannot acquire Tattva Gyan. Can he? No. As long as running behind his own sukha, own pleasure, own happiness. Yes. He cannot understand the activities, leelas of Krishna. He cannot understand. He cannot get the prem dhana. Do you follow? When someone is ফর্চুনেট, ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব, হ্যাঁ ফর্চুনেট ভাগ্যবান, হি মেড সাচ এ গুরু, হ্যাঁ এ গুরু বোনাফাইড গুরু হু ইজ ভেরি ডিয়ার, হু ইজ স্বরূপ শক্তি পুষ্ট পরিকরা, হু ইজ দি অ্যাসোসিয়েট অফ দি লর্ড, হু ইজ নারিশড বাই দি স্বরূপ শক্তি অফ দি লর্ড, হ্যাঁ ভেরি ডিয়ার টু দি লর্ড, মেড সচ গুরু সরেন্ডার সন টু হিম, টেক শেল্টার লোটাস ফিট, সার্ভস হিম, সাবমিসিভ টু ইনকোয়ার্স, and Guru imparts tattva jnan, thereby his vision, eyes open, he sees beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, and then he understands that who am I? Oh, I am Krishna Das. I am servant of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is my eternal master. So my act, my only work is to render loving service unto that Krishna. You understand? So under the guidance of that Guru, he engages in them, himself in loving service of Krishna. So then he will give up his own, the desire of his own enjoyment, own happiness. He only develops how to give more and more happiness, pleasure, enjoyment to Krishna. You understand? That is by mercy of Guru. So, it is to be understood that such a devotee, bhakta or sishya, has developed taste for Krishna Katha and he has received tattva jnana and he has gotten it only by the mercy of such guru premika bhakta. How Bhagavan is full of love, premamaya, full of mellow, rasamaya. And how? Always he wants to keep his devotees to be submerged in the ocean of prema, love. Bhakta can understand all these things only by the mercy of such a bona fide tattva-darshi guru. Understand me? Otherwise he cannot understand. But that guru is the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. Without that, bhakta or jiva or a person cannot understand the message, cannot get the message of the kingdom of love. Understand me? Huh? You understand my language? This is what you should understand. Sudha Siddha Veda Hari Daita Veda Prabhutiti, it is said. Sudha Siddha Veda Hari Daita Veda Prabhutiti. Hari Daita. Those who are very dear to Lord Hari, Hari Daita. Hari Jana. Those who are Lord Hari's own Jana. Like Brahma, Narada, Vyasa, Sukha. And later ages, those are very dear devotees of Mahaprabhu. Gaura Priya Jana, like Rupa, Sanatana, Surup, Damdar, they are bona fide gurus. They have spoken, they have given us the message of the kingdom of love, Prima Rajya Rakatha. Understand? They have given us the message of the kingdom of love, because they are very dear to Lord Hari, Krishna. So, Premika Bhakta, a bhakta who has developed Bhagavad prema, Krishna prema, his premika bhakta always sees beautiful form of Shyam Sundar. Not only that, always sees all the transcendental leelas of Krishna. He is always with Krishna. You follow? Veda Vyas, by the mercy of his guru, Narada Muni, sa purusam purna pasyata purusam purna, complete purna purusa purna brahma Bhagavan Krishna, isn't it? He could see. So then he wrote Bhagavata, Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam olam prema pumarthamaha, isn't it? Then he wrote Bhagavata. Srimad Bhagavata is Krishna katha, Krishna charita, Brahma Bhakti Tattva has been said. To follow, Srimad Bhagavatam then wrote. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhakti Rasa Bhat Shastra. Bhagavatam, Krishna Bhakti Rasa. This is mellow of Krishna Bhakti, Srimad Bhagavatam. To follow. And Bhakta Bhagavatam is embodiment of Bhagavatam. Bonafide Vaishnava, Jaya Bhagavatam para Vaishnava Rasthani, Govinda Prachi. Vaishnava, dear devotee of Lord, Gaura Priyajana. Very dear of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottam, Gauranga. And here Bhagavata, Krishna Katha, Bhagat Katha from him. Then you'll understand this tattva. Adya Jnana Tattva, Bhagavata Tattva, all tattvas, and how Bhagavata is full of transcendental mellows. Then you'll be able to release it. Understand me? So, Sarva Shakti has divided into three. What is that? Sandhini, Sambit, Ladini. Isn't it? Sandhini, Sambit, Ladini. So, through these three, Sandhini, Sambit, Ladini, Lord Hari has become Akhila Rasamruta Sindhu. Akhila Rasamruta Sindhu. That means ocean of all rasas. Understand me? Ocean of all rasas. What is the activity of Sandhini? Shakti. Madhavananda, bolo. Yes. That gives the sandhana of Krishna is Sandhini. Do you understand? Sandhini Shakti Mata Vigraha is Lord Balaram. Understand me? On that day, appearing there, Balaram, we discussed this thing. Sandhini Shakti Mata Vigraha is Balaram. Lord Balaram is Sandhini Shakti Mata Vigraha. Is the form of Sandhini Shakti. Do you understand? Vigraha of Sandhini Shakti. That gives Sandhan. That gives us the clue how to get Krishna. Understand me? That is Sandhini Shakti. Activity. Sandhini Akrita Visada Taddhama Nichayoye. It is said. Sandhini Akrita Visada Taddhama Nichayoye. What Sandhini says, it is all Visada. Visada means Suddha Sattva, Visuddha Sattva. Understand? Unmixed Sattva. In material world you find mixed Sattva, mixed with Raja and Tama. But in spiritual world, Lord's kingdom, this Visuddha Sattva, unmixed Sattva. Do you follow? That Sannini speaks about Visuddha Sattva. So, that is the platform of the Lord, that Visuddha Sattva platform. So that is the activity of Sandhini Shakti. It speaks what is that comes from Sandhini Shakti. It's all transformation of Visuddha Sattva. That Visuddha Sattva, that Shakti, energy. Through that energy, Bhakta establishes his samandha jnana. His samandha is relationship. And Guru, bona fide Guru, imparts that samandha jnana. Do you follow me? Then, when samandha is established, relationship is established, and Guru imparts samandha jnana, then Ladini Vruti, the pleasure-giving potency, gives pleasure to both. Both. Guru and Shishya. Understand me? Sambit Shakti Prakatita Raho Bhava Rasita. It is said. Sambit Shakti Prakatita Raho Bhava Rasita. That means, Raho Bhava means, is the relationship of love, Priti Samandha. That is Raho Bhava. Do you follow? Then your loving relationship will be established. Do you follow? Sambit Shakti, Sambit Shakti, your Samandha. Jnana is imparted, that is samandha means relationship, that is rahubhava, that is rahubhava rasita. Rahubhava means pridhir samandha, a relationship based on love, loving relationship. Do you follow? That is a loving relationship. So, Lord Hari or Krishna, the object of love, is full of love. full of mellows. So if someone is fortunate enough and establishes his loving relationship with Lord Hari or Krishna, then you'll get Paramananda, Supreme Ananda. And it's only possible by the mercy of such a guru. Otherwise, not possible. You follow? One should approach such a guru. Tadvidvi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tatadarsina. So approach such a spiritual master and inquire from him some means or render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth and he sees the truth always. This is tattva jnana. Because he seen the truth, advaya jnana tattva braje brajendra nandana. Brajendra nandana, son of Nanda Maharaj, is advaya jnana tattva, is absolute truth in Braja Bhumi. Thank you very much.
So who is the deity of the Samvit potency? Who is the deity of the Samvit potency?
Samvit jnana.
Samvit jnana.
Those who are jnani gurus. Samvit Ladini. You follow? Sandhini. Sadanse Sandhini. Sadanse Sandhini. Satchit. Chidanse Samvit. Anandanse Ladini. You understand? So, therefore, Sandhini that gives clue to find out Krishna. That means Samanda Jnana. That's also Guru. You follow? Guru Swarup Sakti Pushta Parikara. Three are there. Radha Priya Sakti. Three are there. You follow? Swarup Sakti has three divisions. Swarup Sakti Pushta Parikara. Guru is Parikara, associate of the Supreme Lord, who is nourished by Swarup Sakti. And Swarup Sakti has three divisions, Sanvit. Sandhini, Samvit, and Ladini. So everything is there in you. Because it is nourished by Swarup Sakti. Understand? Dull head. Yes.
So how does Krishna feel about someone who poses as guru who is not his confidential associate? what does Krishna think of that?
Great hypocrite. Great hypocrite. Cheater. Cheater. Cheater, Baba, cheater. He has no connection with Krishna, Baba. No connection with Krishna. How can he speak about Krishna? No understanding of Krishna. No vision of Krishna. No vision, blind man. No vision, what is he? Blind man. He's blind man.
Did you stressing a Premika Bhakta?
Yes, definitely.
Why you say definitely?
Without prema, you cannot understand Krishna.
You may know something of Krishna.
That is partial. But Krishna is completely full, Purna Brahma. Blind man went to see the elephant. Lost his tail. His elephant is like a rope, piece of rope. Another blind man touched his leg. His elephant is like a pillar. Another blind man touched his body. It is like a wall. And they are falling in and then, it's like a rope! Like a pillar! Like a wall! Falling! No complete vision. It's partial only.
Yes, even in the purport it says Tattva-darshi is someone who has complete knowledge of
Yes, complete. Tattva-darshi means complete. Yes.
With such blind persons, they're always going to argue.
Always arguing, quarreling. Nothing else.
Not just in the month of January.
Or February, you know, year long.
It seems like the Vaishnava, he's the epitome, real Vaishnava is the epitome of turning out a piece of Nichina.
Yes.
So Vaishnava doesn't want to be guru.
No.
Krishna points him. So if someone thinks I'm guru and they want to be guru.
He never says I'm guru.
That's the opposite of Vaishnava.
Yes, yes. He never says I'm guru. No, I am lowest of the law. I'm lowest of the law.
Is it also he feels like he has no disciples?
Huh? He never wants it. He never wants it. But when he is ordered, no, you have to do, then he does. Mm. Otherwise, he never wants. Never wants.
And I
said,
who orders him, right?
Huh?
Who orders him? Huh?
Who
gives him that order?
Oh, sure. Order. Amar Agyan Guru Hunya? Huh? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order.
So they say, I've read that. I've read Chaitanya Charitamrita. I've read that order.
No. You see, this order has not come to us. It has come to our Guru. Our Guru ordered us. You do. So we do. We are not so great that we will receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's orders. We are very, very most fallen. How can we receive Mahaprabhu's orders? That came to our Guru. Our Guru ordered, alight, I order, you do. So, alight, you do. Understand me?
To think I am a Guru and these are my disciples, this is false ego.
False ego. One who says I am Guru is not Guru at all. Guru.
Those persons who are not actually pure devotees, they'll have great discomfort speaking about that you have to hear from the lips of pure, they cannot say it. Uh-huh. Those persons who are not pure devotees,
yes,
they'll have great difficulty sitting on the Vyasasan saying that you have to hear from pure devotees. They'll have great difficulty saying that because they are themselves not on that level.
If they hear someone speaking the truth, they will by their own conditioning, by their own conditioned mind, they will think that oh, he must be speaking about himself or something like that. So there's their own conditioning like that. Oh yeah, that's explained. Those who are not pure devotees,
yes,
they will have great difficulty speaking the truth.
Yes, they have not seen the truth. How can they speak?
They won't be able to roar on the Vyasa sign like a lion.
No, one who has not seen, or say, one has seen, what says? That be deep and path, and not very personally. He'll impart also because he's seen the truth. Well, not seen. What shall I say?
He'll impart something else.
It's speculation only.
Speculation.
So? He's grouping in the darkness. What will he say?
We heard stories like that about the deity in Lalana. We heard stories just like that about the deity in Lalana, the Mahavi Siddhartha.
That is, you see, how. There's good devotees there, maybe bhakta, deity, talks to him. Like Sakhi Gopal, Kishore Gopinath there, he stole kheer for Madhavendra Puri. And Sakhi Gopal came to be witness. Tota Gopinath is there, who sat down to receive service from this Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit. This dear devotee is Premi Bhakta. So many deities are there, Gopal deities. Yes.
The truth is, it's any deity if you have the love.
Yes, love.
Kumaraj, I have one question. I wonder, you speak sometimes about how the Guru, he's Mahabhagavat. How the Guru, he's Uttama Adhikari, but he comes down from the platform of Uttama Adhikari, the platform of Majjam, to preach. So I was wondering, we understand from the Shastra what the vision of the Uttama is and what the vision of the Majjam is, but what is the vision of that Uttama who comes to the platform of Majjam?
He's Uttama Baba. He's Uttama.
He doesn't give up his vision to...
No, vision is not broad. He has vision. Only for preaching purposes. He steps down. He discriminates.
So that's what stepping down means, he discriminates.
Otherwise, Uttama cannot preach. He sees, he never sees that not non-devotees, he sees all are devotees, all are engaged.
You said this Srup Shakti Pushtikana. So there's many many associates of the Lord that are in this material world. But it seems that that person who gets that Srup Shakti Pushtikana, he becomes the Acharya. Is that correct? He becomes...
Acharya, yes. He becomes Acharya.
Acharya.
That is Guru Tattva, Srup Shakti Pushta Parikara. Kintu Prabhurja Priya Nikunja Yuno Rati Gheri Siddhai, it speaks of Guru Tattva, who has access into Kunja, is Radha Priya Sakhi. Only the dear girl company Radha, and he have access into Kunja. Nobody has access into Kunja, Baba. No. Maybe access to Vrindavan, but not to Kunja. With the reunion of Radha and Krishna. Only very dear Sakhis have access. And Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Siddhai. That is Guru Tattva. What is that, Baba? What does it say?
They say that means that the six Goswamis, they're Manjaris, the Gopis, so they wrote books, so we're helping distribute those books, so I'm assisting the Gopis. That's Nikunja Yuno. That's what they say.
Yes, assisting by their mercy, one day I will be like that. Just hoping for it.
Pretty much he's using this term Jagat Guru. Sometimes I've heard that phrase Jagat Guru is not a Vaishnava phrase, a Gaudiya Vaishnava phrase, which is used by the Mayavadis. Is it proper to use that for Srila Prabhupada?
Many say Jagat Guru Prabhupada.
Sometimes there's a controversy. Some people are saying very strongly we shouldn't.
Many say Jagat Guru Prabhupada. So the whole world traveled and imparted the Tattva Gyan and so many myths of Javanas in Delhi God, imparted, inculcated Krishna consciousness. So, is the activity of Jagat Guru. Thus, so is Jagat Guru.
Other intimate associates of the Lord that are on the planet, they don't receive that Srup Shakti. They don't receive that specific Srup Shakti Pushtikara. They don't receive that. There are other intimate associates of the Lord, like Babaji's.
Intimate associate receives. When you say intimate associate, he receives. Why? How? How is it he can't receive?
It seems that there are many intimate associates of the Lord, but of those...
No, it's not so easy. They are Durlava. There are many. How can say many? Durlava. A rare personality. Not.
So if there's four or five on the planet, say...
There are many in that kingdom. Not in material world. Material world, rare personality. Rare. Not many. Rare personality. Durlava Vipita. Chalo. Okay.